There's a special blessing for those who got here by 9:30. Day 17 in our book. Maybe you read it already. It's called Filling. Holy Father, thou hast spoken words beyond our grasp of thought, words of grace and power unbroken, with mysterious glory fraught, promise and command combining, doubt to chase and faith to lift, self-renouncing, all resigning, we would claim this mighty gift. Oh, to be filled with God. It goes on. Take us, Lord, oh, take us truly, mind and soul and heart and will. Empty us and cleanse us truly, then with all thy fullness fill. Lord, we ask it, hardly knowing what this wondrous gift may be, but fulfill to overflowing thy great meaning, let us see. Make us in thy royal palace vessels worthy for the king. From thy fullness fill our chalice, from thy never-failing spring. Father, by this blessed filling, dwell thyself in us, we pray. We are waiting, thou art willing. Fill us with thyself today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for this day, a day that you have made for us to rejoice and be glad and be so thankful for you, for the great salvation that you have saved us with. So great salvation. What a graced people we are. We thank you, Lord, for your blessings. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity that is ours this day to open our hearts wide, to receive from you out of the fullness that dwells in you, Lord Jesus. We can receive grace upon grace. Hallelujah. And so this morning we just come, we draw near consciously. We pray that you will fill our vision and fill our lives and fill our hearts. Christ, be our all. And as we read in this little poem, separate us unto yourself, that we might be entirely yours, that our focus may be upon you and our service rendered to you because we love you. Amen. Hallelujah. So we come together this morning to worship the Lord. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Let us worship God. And it's the greatest service that we can render, is just to open our hearts to Him. Number one in the hymn books, I'll worship the King, all glorious above, and gratefully sing His power and His love. Last night, Brother John really got my memory going for so many things. I was singing last night when I left the meeting or I go to my room. Some of the songs that we sang way back then as campers and counselors together. One that was really special to us. His name is Wonderful. He is the Mighty King, Master of everything. I remember singing that sometimes after the meeting got a little quieter. We were at the altar service and grew silent. And then one of the kids would just start singing that. We would try to harmonize in our little way. And we thought we were making beautiful music, or at least it just stirred our hearts. I don't know if we had that specific thought, aren't we great? We didn't think that. We just thought he was great, and we loved singing together. His name is Wonderful, Jesus my Lord. And then we sang "Oh, Worship the King" this morning. There was a verse from 1 Timothy 1 that we'd love to sing. We even sang it as a round, and it didn't quite work. We had to figure out a way to adapt it, and then we made it work. But it said, "Now unto the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen." Whoever sang that, do you remember? Do you remember that? John and I are going to sing. No, we're all going to join. Maybe the key of F is. it's very easy. "Now unto the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen." "Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, now unto the wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen." When I was singing that, I could hear Paul Dietrich and some of the other guys go high on that last amen. Not the last one, but right before. It went like two notes above and really scream it out. It sounded great. Even in my memory, it sounds great. "Now unto the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen." You know, we sang that from our hearts, with all our hearts. And I know we do that this morning too, when we think of our King and we look at Him. We see Him exalted high. We say, "King Jesus, reign in my heart. Take your great power. Set up your throne in my heart. Spread your kingdom authority. You are my Lord." Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Jesus, we love you today. We thank you. Hallelujah. Wonderful Jesus. Wonderful Lord. Wonderful Lord. His name is Wonderful. shepherd, the rock of all ages, almighty God is he. Bow down before him, love and adore him. His name is wonderful, Jesus, my Lord. Bow down before him, love and adore him. His name is wonderful, Jesus. Oh, dear Jesus, how wonderful you are, wonderful Jesus, wonderful, wonderful. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Wonderful, wonderful. Our
Almighty God, eternal King, we bow before you, Lord. Hallelujah.